Wooden's first championship team, God's first worship team, was based on cooperation. King David was the coach. Before God had Solomon build the temple, the children of God had the tabernacle. It was a plain, movable tent. God had described the items he wanted to be used in worship, but he waited for Coach David's era to put his best worship team together. Early in David's anointing, he and Samuel the prophet drew up plans for a worship team. Many years later, after Samuel had died and Saul had been killed, it was time for David to enact the plan. David organized teams and assigned seven-day-long shifts. There were 212 gatekeepers who rotated duties. Their responsibilities were to open the doors every morning and shut them at night, keep away anyone who wasn't qualified to worship, and direct traffic. Other workers took care of the plates, vessels, and utensils. Separate teams prepared wine, oil, and fine flour for offerings. Other groups oversaw meat offerings, grain offerings, and show bread. And shifts of singers sang songs of praise and worship around the clock so that the earthly temple would be a symbol of the heavenly temple where praise goes up 24/7. The roles of the people in the worship team were carefully defined, and the members functioned as a well-coordinated unit. Just as David and Samuel were assigned to develop the job descriptions for the Old Testament worship team, Paul and Peter were given the responsibility to stimulate the use of spiritual gifts among the team of believers in the New Testament church. Paul wrote, "Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of his one body, and each of us has different work to do. And since we are all one body in Christ, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others." Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. In other words, let's cooperate as we use our spiritual gifts. More than 20 gifts are noted in the gifts scriptures. However, most Bible scholars do not think the list is exhaustive. Every believer is given at least one spiritual gift, and probably more. A problem occurs when a member of the body of Christ doesn't use his or her gifts. That stifles cooperation, and the team suffers. Just as the whole body hurts when an organ doesn't function, so it is when a member of the body of Christ chooses not to participate. Just as we need friends for accountability, we also need partners to maximize our spiritual potential. Corporate efforts will add to the body of Christ in ways well beyond what could ever be accomplished individually. Today's reading, 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 22 through 34.